and welcome to the Wrestling Figure News Podcast. My name is Justin Kendall, and this week we have a special guest who is one of my favorite pick fetters out there. It's AOP underscore fig figures on Instagram. Lewis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's my pleasure, man, because I thoroughly enjoy your work. You are one of the hardest pick fetters working out there. I just love the way you set things up. I mean, it's big photos, it's carousels, it's, you got a hell of a setup too. Like I would
love
to see your workbench because just, you've got an arena.
Yeah. First of all, thank you so much. And it's so funny because I actually, I have a list of podcasts that I listen to when I'm filming, and yours is amongst one of the podcasts while I'm filming. So it's really cool for you to say that you enjoy the pick fed, because while I'm pick fed, I'm actually listening to your podcast. So it's pretty cool to hear you say that.
That's amazing. That's like the highest compliment. So thank you. Like, really appreciate it. And like, gotta say, like the last match you did was a complete banger of a match. It was Dax Harwood, Bret the Hitman Hart, and Kurt Angle, right?
Yes, and a triple threat Iron Man match.
Amazing.
Which was very, very, it took me 2 weeks to film that one. That was a fun one. That was a fun one to film.
I don't want to give too much away, but there is a spot in there where I believe Dax is pile driving Kurt Angle off the second rope onto Bret Hart. And it's,
yes.
I want to get into a little bit of the creativity of this, because there's a lot of that in what you do. And just, how do you string this together? How are you creating these matches? Because I don't know, like this is some great booking to me.
Thank you. So it all starts with my spreadsheet. I have a spreadsheet of all the monthly shows I'm going to do. And I think I go as far as like 4 months. And then I, at the very far right, I have a section for the next year's All Out Mania 7. So I have my rough draft of where I want to get. And that's always changing, by the way. I'm always changing matches. But as I'm going through the calendar year, the focus is getting to that big event that I like to film, the All Out Manias. As far as like the booking and what like figures I like to use and the storylines, it really just comes down to the wrestlers that I like and what I would like to see. Yeah, I get that question a lot. Is like, well, what are some tips you can get for pick fetting? It's like, film the stuff you would like to see, because you're going to spend so many hours working with those figures and the creative juices are going to flow and you're going to try to come up with all these like spots and like craziness. Might as well work with the things you want to work with, because you know, if you're working with figures or guys that, or gals that you don't like, well, you're probably not going to have as good enough time doing it.
For real. And I just am so impressed at what you do. So one of the things that I kind of wonder is, I know a lot of figure photographers and pick fetters use strings to get some of those shots. Are you using strings? Because I'm not sure you are using strings.
No, no strings on me. No strings attached on this fed. There are some times where I will crop my hand out of the shot, just because it's one of those, like, what's more important, like getting like the balance right or getting the idea across. So sometimes I'm like, man, I've been on this like one frame for 40 minutes and I just can't get it. Spoiler, not spoiler, but I'm working on a future ladder match that's going to come out in May. And the finish of the match is a very big high spot in the middle of the ring. I'm actually, my ring's on the other side of the camera and I'm looking right at it. And it took me about an hour to get this one particular shot, because I'm like, no, I have to get that shot without strings. And it's like a perfect like upshot. It's like, this shot's going to kill. Like I need it. So it took me about an hour, but I eventually figured it out. And no strings. It's all balance, time, and, you know, and patience, I guess.
Well, speaking of patience, it sounds like these matches take a lot of time to produce. How much time does a typical match take to shoot?
The main events, which are the longer matches, I'll do about, like, those will range from like anywhere between 7 to 10 posts. So we're looking at, you know, up to 100 edited photos, but sometimes there's multiple photos in each post. So, you know, it could easily be 200-300 photos per match. Main events will sometimes take me about anywhere between like 4 or 5 days. The longer ones will be like that Ironman match took me about 2 weeks because I think that one ended up being 19 posts. I had to break it up over 2 days because Instagram doesn't, it gets really funny if you post too much too soon and it'll just kind of like block your account. So I had to, I knew that one, I wanted to go big on that one. So I had to break that one down. But yeah, on average, I'd say 3 days if I can work on it every day. Sometimes I take breaks because I'm like, man, I had to finish for that match, but now I don't have like the meat, the middle, or I had a cool beginning, but I don't know where I want to end it. So it varies. So 2 to 3, I'd say it would be average.
Well, Dax Harwood is on a hell of a run.
Yeah.
I mean, that's following MJF, right? Because he had quite a reign of terror until I think Dax unseated him, right?
That's right. They had a best of seven. So they had like, which I had never done before, you know, kind of inside baseball. I don't really do too many rematches, especially right after each other. But I was like, am I really going to do like seven matches? Like, what are we going to do? Like, I'm going to run out of ideas. But luckily we were able to kind of, in fact, the last one happened to be an Ironman match too. So that's why I dubbed Dax as the Ironman Dax Harwood. But I don't know, that's something about like the real life Dax that's inspiring to me. He just, this old school vibe from him. I feel like he belonged in the NWA 80s era. Like I could just see him in that time frame. And he just, I don't know, inspires me. I think he's got some really cool movesets. And when Cash was hurt and he was doing a singles run, he had a bunch of matches with like Will Ospreay and Moxley and all of them. And that's kind of when I got the idea of like, man, I think, you know, when I'm fetting, besides also like wanting to do what I would like to see, it's also about wanting to do something that's maybe a little bit different that somebody else might not be doing. And nobody was giving him a singles push. And I'm like, well, maybe let's try that. But where's Cash is probably my most frequent and asked question.
Well, this Dax Harwood that you're working with, it looks like it is a Terry Funk Ultimate body. Am I
yes.
right?
Yes, correct.
Which I imagine from a posability and just being able to work around with is much easier to do than the actual Daxes that we've received so far.
Yeah, I was using his Elite that first 2 years I was using him. When I started giving him a singles push, he kind of went through the my entry-level title, which is the Rising Star Championship. He had that for a couple of months, and then I moved him up to the next year, which was the international title, which is kind of like my intercontinental title. And he had that for a while too. And right before I was going to move him to heavyweight, I was like, well, you know, it would be nice to have an ultimate version of him. At the time, there weren't that many options body wise. I think like Razor Ramon would have been like the next best one. And I'm like, it's too big for Razor. And I had a Terry that I wanted to use. And I was like, well, you know, let's give it a shot. He is a bit beefier than maybe I'd like him to be, but the articulation just works so much better. Like I can do a cross face, the way he holds for a pile driver is much better. It really works out best to use that Terry for me.
Who's the best figure for using for pick fetting like this?
I'm going to say it has to be any of the ultimates, especially the newer ones. Angle and Brett, I've had a lot of fun with that new articulation that people were kind of iffy about on the hips. To me, it's amazing. You can get so much more out of like the little things, even like when you're going to pin a figure, you have so much more range to pull that leg further back, and it comes up with cooler shots. I'll tell you what, Rob Van Dam, I'm having a really fun time with him. I just filmed the match with him. And there was a kickout spot he did, but the way that I was able to pose the pin, like the arm and the knee were practically touching, and it just looks like he was being folded up for a really cool pin. Me getting excited about a pin shot, but it was awesome. Really cool.
Yeah, but I mean that's sort of like it just shows how much this added articulation, like all these little changes that Mattel and even Jazzwares have made over the years. how it sort of changes the game for being able to do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And the Jazzer figures too, especially the later waves, I feel like they've gotten better. I got the House of Black set from a previous wave. And I mean, the earlier figures, I was having issues with the hip articulation, where maybe, like, for example, the Kaz figure or Pac, they don't really move that well with their legs. It's kind of stiff and it rubs up against the, like, the hip joint. So it'll leave a mark on the legs. So I had a hard time posing with those figures, but it feels like the later ones, I mean, you're getting that similar articulation where the guys can, and the ladies are, they still need a little more work. I think they're getting better, but I'm still having that issue with the hip, and I don't like using them as much because it is damaging the figure. And I want to have the figures. I want to keep them, as you know, I'm trying not to tear them up while I'm filming, but sometimes it's a little tricky because you want to throw a big boot, but you know that it's cutting into that hip, you know?
So that's one of the things that I want to ask you about too, is, you know, you're a collector as well. So how do you balance, you know, the figures that you have for your collection versus the figures that you use for your pick fed? Like, do you double up? Do you what's sort of the formula, or is there one?
So my thinking is always, the pick fed comes first. So if I'm getting something, it's almost usually for, how can I use this in the fed? There are some items that I have that are strictly just for me, for my collection. If I can get them in the fed, I will, but, there aren't very many of those. I will get some duplicates, but it'll be because for whatever reason, I don't want to open it, like maybe it's a figure that I want to get signed and I want to keep it mint on card. Then I'll get a second one just to have one open. But usually it's for the fed. So most of my stuff is loose. I don't know if you can kind of see, but it's kind of a mess because it's also that's my roster too. So I'm like usually pulling stuff from behind. So it's a little messy, but yeah, for the most part, I think I have almost everything open. There's a couple of Hogan Chase figures that I have that are still mint on card. And I have the Shawn Michaels Ultimate, the red and white attire. I have that signed, so I have that mint on card. But mostly everything else is loose.
Is there a figure or a character that hasn't debuted in AOPW that you really want to get in there?
There's... the first that come to there is a few. It's more so figures that I use like in the first year or two that I kind of stopped using that I want to use again. For example, I was using Walter when he was still Walter. I had used Pac in the earlier years. There's a couple other people, like I'm drawing a blank. But yeah, there are a couple of figures that I want to debut that I'm sort of sitting on still, mainly because I don't have them yet. I haven't acquired a figure. In fact, there is one figure that is either coming out or has come out, not to give anything away, that I feel will probably be a future champion. And I need to figure out a way to incorporate that person into the Fed. So yes, there are a few that I would like to use. Just either waiting on the opportunity to get that figure and then immediately find a way to squeeze them into the Fed.
That's awesome. It's like being a kid again, because like, yeah. I remember you'd get like that new figure and it'd be somebody's new in the territory.
That's, you know, I'm glad you bring that up, because when I was like really, really young growing up and I had my childhood Fed, and all I ever wanted was to like do a show in front of my sister or my uncle or whoever I can get to, like, you know, sit and watch me play with my toys. And like, I'm putting on a show for you. And they were just not like, oh, this is great, I guess. You're just kind of like not interested. But this is kind of like the grown up version of doing that. You know, I finally get to like, get to put on a, you know, quote unquote show, and you know, it's out there and you either like it or you don't, but it's finally getting to, sort of try and entertain people as I was entertaining myself when I was a kid.
Now, well, there's more than 7,400 of us who are following along. So you're doing something right.
Thank you. And I love all those guys. Everybody's so great. Like, everybody has very strong opinions about certain people. Someone that I was using and that I stopped using because it was very polarizing was Johnny Gargano. People are very hot or very cold on him. So when I was using him, people would be like, "Oh, Johnny Gargano's on a win streak. That's not believable." And they're like, "Okay, well, maybe let me switch that around. Oh, why is Johnny Gargano losing so much all of a sudden?" I'm like, "Oh my God." It was every day or every time his match would go up, I would get both of those things. And like, no one else was getting that. For some reason, I had issues with Gargano. So I was like, maybe I'll take a break on Gargano until I can kind of figure out something more concrete for him. But yeah, like people were very passionate about him one way or another.
All the characters that would be polarizing, I would have never guessed Johnny Gargano.
I can think of three or four different people on Instagram that I'm almost guaranteed to get a message from, either saying, "Awesome what you're doing with Johnny," or "I hate what you're doing with Johnny." It's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. Someone's got to lose. Someone's got to win. I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's not on purpose.
Have you gotten any blowback on Dax? I mean, he's a character that, I mean, in real life can be polarizing.
Yes.
As well as, you know, he's been primarily a tag team wrestler. So mm-hmm. he hasn't received this singles push yet.
I got, up until this point, I would have said no. Everybody was pretty positive on it until the matches with Kurt and Brett. People were going to, "Oh, that's not believable. There's no way that Dax would beat Kurt Angle and Bret Hart." I was like, "Well, yeah, in my universe, he can, I guess." You know, like, if I went by the rules of what happens in real life, I would have to play under a whole different set of rules where I couldn't, like, "Oh, well, then you're telling me that Kurt Angle and Brett are always going to win and that someone that can't come up won't be able to come up." And as I've said, I'm going to try and do the best I can to give you a show that I feel is unique. And, you know, if you don't buy that Dax is champion, well, you know, I'm assuming eventually that's going to end. And maybe you'll like who that person that becomes champion after that is. Wrestling's kind of, I always heard it was like, different flavors of ice cream, you know? So maybe you don't like vanilla, but you like chocolate, or you like Rocky Road or something. I was like, this is my flavor of ice cream. So I hope you enjoy it. And if not, yeah, I totally understand. I'm not going to force it on you guys. And you're more than welcome to whatever your opinion is. You're more than welcome to it. Just don't be mean to other people is my only rule. Like if you guys are fighting each other, that's usually when I step in. I'm like, okay. It's not that. They're action figures. They're toys, guys. It's fine. Right. It's totally okay. But if you're telling me, "No, why did he win?" I'll usually like that. I was like, "Sorry." I acknowledge your comment. I'm so sorry.
Do you have a favorite match that you've done?
Yes. In the early years of AOPW, it was the main event for All Out Mania 2. Before Dax went on this monster run, the first guy I pushed that some people might remember, I had a Jeff Cobb custom figure, which is basically his old Rising Stars of Wrestling figure. I think it's his only 6-inch figure he's had. It was that head on a Rusev Elite. The skin tones just matched up fine. A little bulkier than I'd liked it to be, but I mean, it worked. And I had him on a monster push for about a year there. And I did a Roman Reigns versus Jeff Cobb match. And that match was just super, super fun. By today's standards of what I do, it's a lot shorter. I think it was maybe like 3 slides. But it's for whatever reason, that one just stuck with me. It was always one of my favorite ones to do.
What do you think makes a good pick-fed match?
There's a lot that goes into it. I would say... It's if you can get all the ingredients. So lighting is really important. The brighter, the better. You want people to be able to see your hard work that you're putting into it. If you can have a cool, elaborate, extreme sets set up, awesome. If you don't, that's totally fine too. An interest in like the storylines are also very important. Articulation and posing. And I always tell people, like, don't be afraid to pose your figures. If you know, they'll ask, like, you know, how do you get it to look like a certain thing? It's like, well, watch, you know, if you're trying to do a powerbomb, you know, look up on YouTube, you know, powerbomb compilations, or how that particular, like, how does Gunther do a powerbomb? And then just sort of mimic it with your figures. And you just start, you know, so there's video feds and there's pick feds. For video feds is a little different because you have to take a shot of, essentially you're making a movie. So it's like consequential shots of like, boom, 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 like one beat, two beat, three beat. And the character is slowly rising up for that power bomb. And then you have to throw them down. For pick feds, and what I like about them is that it's, if a video fed is a movie, pick fed's a comic book. So that's how I treat them. Like, each slide is a page. How many panels am I going to get in? Maybe it's just the one big shot and it's this really cool shot that you try to frame, or maybe it'll be three. And, you know, you just kind of, it's a trial by error. Like, what shot is more important to illustrate what you're trying to get across? And I think all those things are to take into consideration with pick fetting.
Yeah, you definitely see it with what you've done. I mean, if you get on, you know, the internet and look and just scroll your homepage, like those cover shots, they all tell a story. I love how you open up the match and you've got your entranceway, you know, mm-hmm. and your split screens or whatever it may be. It just, it adds something to it. And like you said, you pointed out extreme sets. And mm-hmm. what a game changer extreme sets is for just adding realism to these, whether it's pick feds or figure photography. I would have killed for this as a kid growing up. Like, it is like everything that I would have wanted, you know, instead of like building out of cardboard and stuff, you know, like G.I. Joe's or Masters of the Universe figures, you know.
And, yeah.
And, like, yeah, it definitely changes things.
It really does. When I started collecting again and I started the Fed, the extreme sets was the first thing I wanted to get, just because, like, whether I was going to pick Fed or not, I was like, as when I was a kid, I was like, I would have loved to have had something like this. And even then, I have the earlier model. There's newer ones that look much better and they're bigger. I have, I think, the second version. But now my people, they look illustrated. Now they have people that look like actual people, and they have cutouts that you can put in front of them. So there's depth. My table is a little, I have a custom table for the Fed that my buddy, another pick fedder on Instagram, Texas Wrestling Federation, his setup is unbelievable. And he was like, well, if you're going to start doing a Fed, I can help you build a table. Do you want one like mine? And his table's easily twice as big as mine. I was like, my room is not as big as your room. It's like, but if you want to help me build like a smaller one, and it's basically, you know, plywood put together. And he built me a roof. So that's where I have the lights. And it's, you know, those lights that you put on behind televisions with the sticky adhesive. And, you know, I got my colors here and I just changed the colors. And, you know, it's very, very basic setup. His setup is way cooler than mine. But, you know, it's a lot of what you see from my setup is purposefully clean. If you could see what's around it, you'd see a bigger mess that I'm glad you can't see.
No, I think everybody can sort of relate to that, to be honest with you, whether you're, you know, taking photos or not, or just, you know, doing some Instagram stuff. Like, yeah, like everybody, you know, I talked to Kyle Peterson not long ago, and like, he's got stacks of figures from doing like best of. So it, like, I think we're all going through it, and we all need a good cleaning day. So
his wall is like unbelievable. His background, like, it's like a stadium of figures. This, every time I see his videos, they're just so impressive.
And that's just what you can see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Billy bookcase is full. So it's up there with the best of collections that I've seen. So, do you want to get into some of the news?
Yeah, please.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this, by the time you're listening to this, I should say, the Target register lock should be off on the WWE Legends set, which features Captain Lou Albano, Hulk Hogan in Japan, the Sultan and Muhammad Ali, as well as the Ultimate Edition Yokozuna. Are you hunting these? Have you ordered these? Are you excited about these?
I am hunting the Japan Hogans. I want both versions of the Ikebon Hogan. And the Yokozunas. I need the Yokozunas for a potential future storyline that I'm working on. So yeah, I'm definitely hunting those. I missed out on the pre-orders. So they're going to have to be hunting trips for me. But I definitely got to get the Yokozuna for sure. That's the first one that I want to get.
I think that was top two of these that I was most excited about. First was Captain Lou, because he's new. That's my era that I grew up in. I have the LJNs. So, it's just like natural. And then, Yokozuna, like definitely deserving of an Ultimate Edition figure. In a way, that first Elite was sort of like it, or like the template of it. I can't wait to sort of look at them side by side to see like how they compare. Mine's supposed to arrive today. I got in on the first one, so I'm excited to see like this ridiculous Target box arrive. But I had actually been out, like I had to go pick up batteries for one of my daughter's toys just like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, my Target is like everybody else's Target right now, which is barren. And I turn that corner and I see that side shipper, and my eyes just bug out, and it was fresh. Like there was
not a finger
taken off of it. And I was like, just looking, I was like, oh, Chase Hogan, and I was like, had him in my hand, went to the register, and what happened? Like it was like blocked. And I was like, well, they were on the floor. And they're like, oh, they weren't supposed to be on the floor. And it's like, I don't know, I want to give you money. Can I for these items? It's amazing that we can go to stores and just be told like, nah, we're not gonna sell that to you.
Like there should be a rule where like if it's available and if I can hold it, I should be able to buy it.
I mean, it's a wild environment when retail store will not sell you an item. But I am excited about these. I'm probably less excited about the Legend set after Captain Lou, but I think that, and that might just be some Hogan fatigue sneaking in, because
we
had a lot of Hogans. And I see like the WrestleMania 8 Hogan and I'm like, oh, I got to get that, And if they would have done like the Hulkamania machine or something like that, I definitely would have been all in on that. So.
My dream Hogan I have a custom of him now, but it's the all white attire with the in Trunks version, not like the new singlet one that came with the cape. It's like his world title run where he wrestled Macho Man, because I saw the episode of WWE Rivals and he was in that attire. It's white knee pads, white boots, white trunks. And it's the bandana chewing, that look. So what I did was I bought that Hogan 3-pack that has that head, put it on the one of the Elites, and CWF Mania figs. He made a custom for me where he took that Legends singlet Hogan and he basically did a chop shop on it, and he used the lowers for that and the upper of the regular yellow Elite. And oh man, it's beautiful. I love it. I'm pretty sure we're going to get an Elite somewhere down the line, but that's kind of a good placeholder for me.
Oh yeah. Are you a big Hogan guy?
I was, when growing up, he was my guy. So I tend to lean towards like the earlier, like 80s, early 90s Hogan. I have a few of the NWO ones, but I wasn't really into WCW. Later on I was, but while it was happening, I was a WWF guy. So I'm mostly a Hulkamaniac than I am a Hogan guy, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes total sense. And I was right with you. I was like WWF, I guess, at the time during the war. But it's like you look back and it's like it was all fun. So,
oh, man, I missed out on a lot of good stuff, like early days, Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio and Booker T, DDP. Oh, there's so much.
Yeah, there's a ton to go back to. Well, speaking of Target, also coming off of register lock is going to be that Bryan Danielson figure. it's not a perfect figure as all the Jazzwares Danielsons have been. Torso is a little too big, but
yeah.
I think it's a new look. It's definitely a new look. It's definitely a new head. It's the start of this pay-per-view set that they're doing, sort of replacing that all figures in red Target exclusive. I guess it was. So are you a Danielson guy? Are you getting this? Are you excited about what they might be doing with this set?
Yes, to both. I am a Danielson guy. I'm having a lot of fun filming with him. I have him in a current, and he's a champion in the Fed. So a lot of people seem to really like seeing Danielson. So I'll probably be incorporating him as much as I can. And his figures, although I agree, his torso is a little too big and it does kind of hinge with the arm articulation. You know, he does a lot of suplexes and a lot of holds. So you want to try and like grasp as much as possible. And with that big chest that he has, it's a little tricky sometimes to get those hands to clasp. But I mean, he bridges beautifully. If you want to do a German suplex, like the toes can be touching the mat and his head is touching the other side of the mat. Yeah, the Danielson figures are great. And I am a fan of, you know, yeah, I totally understand that it's an older gear too. It's like 2 years old, right? I think, like the attire that it represents.
Yeah.
So I get that they're a little delayed in getting those figures out. But I mean, I've always been a as many different looks as you can get out, the better, especially in fetting, because, you know, I think people like seeing like in real life, when wrestlers change their gears, they like to see different iterations like being portrayed. And I'm always about different looks for different guys and gals.
Did you end up getting the Jazzwares Vault Danielson, or is that the one you use in your
Yeah.
Vet?
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess that's a great segue because that just went up for pre-order this past week with the Young Bucks. And I was all in on Danielson, and, you know, Jazzwares has the $35 free shipping, and I was doing collector math, as I think I'll call it, where I was like, well, you know, it's $35 for free shipping. Danielson's 30. If I throw in the bucks, you know, I'm actually saving some money, you know. And then it's like, oh, like, I guess
it's dangerous math.
Yeah, it's dangerous math. But you have this in hand already. Mine's on the way here. How are you feeling about it? Like, you sort of broke it down just there, but, you know, like, is it everything that we think that it is?
If you are only going to get one Danielson figure, that's the one to get. The different heads, different looks, the bald and then the longer hair. Has Jazzwares made an old school Ring of Honor title yet? I know they made the pure, but have they made the heavyweight yet?
They haven't.
Okay.
So I have a Dan Turnquist Ring of Honor title that would fit that era, and that I'm just kind of waiting to like slap on this figure.
I mean, that's gonna, yeah. I mean, that if we can get that belt on that figure, then it's a perfect figure. It really is. It's the Danielson figure to get if you can get your hands on it. I think it's going to be worth every penny. And I'm with you. I'm trying to, I'm actually probably going to get the bucks today. I've been kind of like, I was waiting for payday and I was like, because I ended up getting the Amazon exclusive 2-pack recently, and I really like the colorful gear that they have, and I'm trying to incorporate them in the Fed in the upcoming weeks. I was like, it'd be nice to get that one too. So then I'm like, oh no. So yeah, I'm probably going to get those guys too now that they're available. I missed out on Malachi, unfortunately, and I missed out on the it was Kenny, Malachi, and Claudio, right?
Claudio, yeah.
Yeah, I missed out on the first initial wave, so I'm probably going to have to get that Malachi second market. And Claudio was one of the ones where I was like, I do want to bring him back to the Fed. I used to use him early on as Cesaro, but I think I'd like to use his modern look. So I know he's in an upcoming wave. So I was like, well, I'll wait.
Yeah, I think that's the one to get. I did pick those up because I wanted to give it a shot, and I wanted to see what they look like and do some comparisons. And Claudio is among the taller Jazzwares figures that I've ever seen. I think it's
Oh, wow.
Right there. I put some photos up on my Instagram. You got can go check those out.
Mm-hmm.
Hustling DeLorean 85, but he is, I think, taller than the Dustin Rhodes, which I thought was super tall.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, he's jacked up, but it's like a very long torso. So it's, I don't know that it's doing it for me. And I kind of wonder, if they release that as the Ring of Honor figure, I figure that's probably the formula they're going to use for Unrivaled, but I like that Unrivaled attire more too. And mm-hmm. I kind of want a more modern Claudio. So
right.
I think that's the one to go with when it does hit.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to get Cesaro back into the Fed, and I had his last Elite. I didn't get to use it as much, but I kept thinking, oh, I'm sure he'll get an AEW figure soon. That's what, like 2 years ago now.
I know that last year was such a like bummer of a year because or at least everything seemed to stall out with Jazzwares and what they were doing. And I know that they were going through a sale process and all that, but it definitely ended up backing things up, and we're still getting some older attires out. And
yeah.
I think, Ringside just put up that Unrivaled 15 set. And some of those are some older attires like Daniel Garcia, but that's one that I'm like, I'm willing to let that slide. I'm stoked to get a Daniel Garcia. We're getting Ethan Page in that set, Saraya, Samoa Joe, MJF. I think it's MJF is the devil. Yeah. And there's one more that I'm missing.
And the MJF is a chase, right? Because there's one with the MJF head and then one with just the mask and then him holding the mask or something like that, I think.
So that's one of the chase figures. And mm-hmm. then one of the Ethan Page figures is the chase. Oh, Jericho. That's who I missed. The Lionheart.
Yes, Lionheart.
Yeah. So, yes, the MJF is one of 5,000. The one where he is unmasked and he's
okay. got
very cool. Like, he's holding the devil mask.
Yeah.
That's going to be one to get. And I think that the Ethan Page is the chase one, or the rare, I should say, one of 3,000 is very slick black gear from his coffin match with Darby. Yeah. I think that's the one to get to. And then the MJF devil, like regular mm-hmm. series mask on, no MJF head, but you get the poker chip. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of that's just
pretty cool too.
Yeah. So we're all going to be broke, but
yeah.
going through this series, like, I like that we're getting a lot of new figures here, new characters, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's been a while, and I think this might be close to the last series that we've actually seen renders of, or no, this is not. I'm making things up, but it's the
Jeff Hardy set, right? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about this set. I'm hoping that they shake some of these lineups up that we previously saw
mm-hmm.
to get like Jay White out earlier and the guns and some of the other like new characters, new blood that we need out. We saw
absolutely
Adam Copeland render. I hope they're fast tracking Ospreay. They're going to print money if they can get that figure out. Okada. Easy. You know, like, there's so many like new characters that we need that I'm really hoping they fast track. But one of the things you were talking about with me, and it is a new character and one that we haven't seen in 6-inch form, is Jeff Jarrett. And
yes,
Ringside Collectibles exclusive coming in August, making up for the fact that we never got that Ultimate Edition, that went unreleased. We saw the render, never got that.
Yeah.
Zombies got one coming out, but we were both pre-order one, day one pre-order guys, right?
I had an out-of-body experience. I don't think I was in control when I was pre-ordering it. It just took, it's up. And I just quickly, and before I knew it, I was like, oh, I just bought this. I don't have any regrets. I did it. I was like, there's very few figures. And I'm curious to see if you have a figure maybe it's not even like announced or anything, like what would be your, I'm automatically, no questions asked, I'm pre-ordering that. Like, do you have something like that? For me, it was that Jeff Jarrett for sure. But do you have anything that you could think of that, like, oh, if they ever made this guy or gal, like, I have to get it.
I mean, I run the gamut because it's like Osprey. They make an Osprey figure, and I'm just money down. Jay White,
same.
Money down. Okada. But if you, the same is true if Hercules or Haku or like the Rougeau brothers or, you know, any of those, you know, golden era guys.
Sure.
And I mean, I could say the same for like Steve Blackman and like the Attitude Era. It's like those guys that fill a hole. Like
yes.
I'm all about getting new characters at this point because Mattel's 15 years into this and
yeah.
You know, we've had our run of a lot of the same guys. So I'm excited that they, when they get new guys in, you know,
yeah.
Steiner Brothers Ultimates are going to be, once they go up on ringside and, you know, that's a prediction, but they seem destined for that tag team two pack slot.
Yeah.
That's a day one. If it's like WCW era or even like, you know, I guess New Generation era.
Yeah.
You know, I'll order those because they're super colorful. They're very cool. I had the Gloobs growing up, you know, and, you know, I'm excited to get something like that.
Oh, 100% Steiner Brothers. I had the Gloobs. I had the Hasbros. If they had made elites and ultimate versions of those figures, I'd be happy. I think, can you imagine like an ultimate figure with the varsity jacket? And, you know, you just pop off the arms and then you put on, oh, come on, that'd be great.
That's amazing. So what is your, like, no questions asked, like, I'm ordering day one?
If we're talking new people that haven't been represented in those lines, like an ultimate Steiner Brothers is definitely a must. I don't think this is really in the works, but if Jazzwares can somehow put a more like a mid-90s Owen Hart with a singlet, I mean, I would just automatically do it, even if it's not 100% accurate, because understandably they probably couldn't do it. But even if it was an all black singlet with the pink outer lines and the pink knee pads, I was like, oh, that's all I need. I can get decals. I'll get it. I need to get this. I'll get two, one to keep closed and then one to have. That one I would want to have two for, well, collector's mindset. Any of the New Japan guys, once they come over to, like, you know, the States and they can get figures, like an Okada would be, day one, wouldn't even question it.
And I would have said this, you know, it's like that thing with collectors where we see the render and like it's automatically checkboxed, you know, as like, oh, well, we're getting that. But it would have been great Muda. Like that would, like 1980s era Muda would have been my number one. And I'm glad we're getting the ultimate.
Yeah.
The look is right up there with what I would have wanted. But I said this multiple times. It's like Starrcade 89, Future Shock, Muda, black pants, white and black, like face paint. Like,
yeah,
that is like the take my money. Like, I hope they're doing it. I know that they've got like a plan, like a short window for doing, or I don't know if it's short, but it's probably short. Where they're going to hit, I imagine they'll hit the NWO Muda look, probably some late era Muda, which will, I don't know how they'll incorporate that in because I don't know that most fans have that association with Muda, but
right.
So in on getting great Muda figures.
That's very exciting. When the reveals for Mania came out, I did like Friday, top 10 Friday reveals or whatever. And then I think his was revealed, I think Saturday. And that was my number one. I was like, that's unbelievable. And he comes with the mist scan, kind of how like the Goldberg breathing fire smoke or whatever. Yeah, that's a must. And then the DDP, the jeans with the boots that are like the pants are tucked into the boots. That's been a dream figure of mine for a long time. I was hoping we were going to get it as the ultimate whenever the WCW arena was in the works.
Yep.
And when I saw that it was essentially the long tights version, I was like, well, at least they have the mold, so maybe we'll still get that down the line. And then, you know, I'll take this elite. That's my most, like, I'm really excited about that figure for collector reasons and for Fed reasons.
Just an aside on that, like, I don't know if it's, if I'm the only one being like tortured by Mattel Creations, but I am cycling through my Instagram repeatedly and I get fed these Mattel Creations ads. And in that ad, over and over, is the WCW Nitro State. It shows it every time to me, clearly, like the algorithm working, but it's just like, oh yeah, I know heartache. Thank you, like, for reminding me that we failed to get this funded. Like, bring it back. Like, you're serving me ads on it. Just sell me this thing. So,
anyway. Like, you got the molds. Maybe we can get Mattel Creations to release the figures if you don't want to do the stage. I mean, I think there was enough meat on the bone. You know, maybe it didn't get funded, but they had to have had people that did try to pre-order it, and you know, they want those figures. So maybe we can, you know, you guys still got them. Let's try to see if we can get them out.
There's a lot of work that went into that. So yeah. I would hope that we can get it one day in some form, but
absolutely.
Well, we're on the verge of getting WWE Elite 110. We saw in package images of this. It's Rhea Ripley, Pretty Deadly, Bruno Sammartino, Pete Dunne, I'm not going to call him Butch, Roman Reigns, Austin Theory. Are you looking forward to any of these? Do any of them stand out to you as potentially good pick fed fodder?
Yes, I need the Rhea for sure. Pretty Deadly, because I'm trying to beef up my tag team division. And I went to a house show in December, and they were featured in it, and they were very entertaining. I hadn't seen them live before, and I was like, oh, these guys would be great. Like, that they're so different and unique, and the figures look cool. Like, they have really different, like, looks, the tops that they wear, and they have the weight belt on the figure. So yeah, I need those. And then I don't have a Theory in my collection, so I'll probably end up getting this entire wave, because I need Theory and Sam, I won't call him Butch. I need Pete as well. And I think he's the Chase, right? I think he has two.
Is, yeah, the green is the Chase figure.
Probably going to need both. And as many Romans as I have, I think I need that Roman, because it comes with that belt and the new head scan, which people weren't too crazy about, but I kind of like it. Because I'm sick of the one that we keep getting. So, like, it's different enough. And I think I need that new head.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten a good look at that head. So maybe I'll change my opinion when I see it. You know, I'm hoping for the fade, but I don't know. Like, when that figure was announced, I think it went on back order. I think it was one of the first two to go on back order with Bruno. And I think there was, and I said this last night on the Nick Storm Figure Friday show, which please go watch that. But like, I'm cheap plug, like, minutes into this thing, but I think a lot of us had assumed that it was going to be like the street gear Roman, like this promo Roman, and we'd get like the track jacket and all that.
Yeah,
and I still think we need that, and I hope that Mattel does it down the line, but it is a new head, it is the new title, so you're still getting some new into that, you know, figure.
Yeah, it's not 100% a re-release, so that's fun. And that Bruno too, I mean, besides the figure itself, which looks amazing, it also comes with the acceptance speech stand, right? The Hall of Fame stand, and maybe the plaque. Do I remember seeing the plaque? Yeah,
holding the plaque. So they showed the inbox images of Nick Storm did of Roman Reigns and Bruno Sammartino side by side last night. And it's like they're doing the same pose, and one of them has a championship and the other has it. So I don't know how big of a selling point the plaque is, but yeah, get the plaque.
I think it's a great idea. It'll probably say Bruno's name on it, but you know, with a little editing, you could use that in your feds right now and say, like, you know, kind of edit out the name and then maybe, you know, or blur it out so you can use it, you know, for like your fed if you're inducting somebody into a Hall of Fame. The podium alone is like, I'm gonna need that whole wave.
I see the gears turning, like that. All these accessories are like, you know, it's how do you like work it in, right?
When the gears turn, the wallet gets lighter is what I usually say. That's not good.
Well, also making the wallet lighter are these TNA figures. We've seen Moose, Eddie Edwards, Josh Alexander, Jordan Grace. You have the carry Von Erich from Powertown. Yes. You were one of the first people that I saw get the original like carry Von Erich from Powertown.
Yes.
How do these work with the pick fed? Would any of these four be, you know, great choices for the pick fed? Like, does Powertown figures are they sort of compatible in that way? Are they tough to work with?
So I am going to get the TNA waves. When I got the carry, the advantage was that like his move sets were, you know, punches, clotheslines. He wasn't really doing a lot of like intricate things. So filming with that particular figure was a little easier. I am a little curious to see how like the Alexander's going to work or the Jordan's going to work. Cause you know, they have a slightly more advanced move sets that it's going to take a little more articulation to maneuver. And I did find it that they were a little trickier to film with. So there was a lot of like finding the right angle to kind of film with. The height of them didn't really bug me too much, especially with that first wave, because you know, those guys are legends, and you know, to me they're giants. They come from when everybody was like, you know, He-Man looking guys. So they're huge, right? So I'm really curious to see how the more modern people are gonna look compared to like your Jazzwares and your Mattels. I did get the Cardona and Myers 2-pack. So whenever that comes into, I guess that'll be my first real like test of like, how is this really going to work with? So right now I say they're great figures to have if you're a collector. From a pick fed standpoint, I'm still working on it because it's not what I'm used to. It's almost a slightly better version of pick fedding with an old Jack specific wrestling figure. If that makes any sense, you know, those guys, although they move and they have bends in their elbows and knees, they were really hard to try and pick fed with because the articulation is a little more limited.
Definitely. Like, I can see that being an issue, just having like held them and like tried to maneuver them and while trying to get those rubber jackets off to like hope it doesn't break.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're sturdy. So
they are. And the balance can be a little tricky sometimes. I only have Magnum and I have Carry from the first wave, and then I have the Diamond edition of Carry. That one is just to stay in box because I'm like, well, I have that other Carry that if I want to film with it, I'll use that one. I really like the box and how it looks in it. I don't know why they don't put the knee pads on.
I don't either.
That bugs me because if you're keeping it in on box, it's like, I understand it's cool that you can take them off with by removing the boots. That's something the other two companies don't do yet. But at the same time, it's not like it's not added value to not have the knee pads on to me. So that part kind of bugs me a little bit.
Yeah, I like that you can easily remove the boots and mm-hmm. that it doesn't really like it's not an issue. Like they're not falling off. Like they're it's so easily connectable. But yeah, I do not understand like the thing. Like it,
yeah,
you know, like I don't need to see like it's not like this great added accessory.
Exactly.
It's a knee pad. It's,
now featuring knee pads.
Yeah, like, I get that the Remcos didn't have them, but you know, like, can we get them on the figure? Like,
just, exactly.
You know. I hit a Walmart the other day, and I was shocked to see. I mean, I'd seen this on Instagram, like some other people came across these, but my Walmart was like six deep with Pentagon Supreme figures. Did you already have this? Like, or
no.
Have any interest in this figure? Like,
I do have an interest in both. I wanted the Supreme, wait, I'm sorry. Did you say the Supreme version?
It's the Supreme Pentagon that was like wave
the two. Red, yellow, and green, right?
Yeah, and with like varsity jackets and yeah, the headgear and it was six deep Pentagon, zero wow. Fenix, and I don't anticipate Fenix will be there, but yeah.
I went to Walmart yesterday and I saw the Pentagon, the Penta Dark or the Penta Oscuro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I saw that one and I didn't need it because the cape goes past the legs. So I was like, it's going to be hard to pose with. So I was like, I don't think I need it. But if I had seen the Supreme ones, yeah, I definitely need those guys. I even had like ideas of doing like a singles push for Pentagon, for Penta whenever the Supreme was first announced, but I never found it. So I never, I was like, yeah, well, I'll put it on the back burner, maybe down the line.
Then that's great because you're going to get a second opportunity, hopefully.
Hopefully.
If my small town, you know, Walmart is getting Pentagon six deep, I imagine he's going to filter over there.
I hope so. I'm in Houston and, you know, although we have a lot of Walmarts, a lot of Targets, but oftentimes they get ransacked and people are, I have a Walmart that I go to. That's my go-to Walmart. It's not nearby, but it's usually one that's like, oh, this one has three Pipers and three Bretts. I was like, all right, well, I get one of each. But the oftentimes you go there and you're looking at, you know, Kazarian, you know, and a bunch of Hangmans with the shirt and the belt. You know, it's very limited in some of these places, unfortunately.
Yeah, we definitely have our share of those. I was surprised to see the Acclaimed. I know Kyle Peterson has like come across multiple swerves, so that wave is actually hitting. And
good.
I think I saw him on his latest video pull like two Chase Billy Gunns. So,
oh man,
like it's amazing what's out there. And I've seen others on Instagram get picking that one up. So they're definitely
good.
It looks
good,
like.
Yeah.
Parts resetting, so that's kind of exciting because
yeah,
it's been a lot of basics here and not a lot else. But well, last question for you is, do you collect anything in the wrestling space figure wise other than the like modern scale figures? Are you into like the big rubber guys or any of that thing?
Yes, so I'm more of a Major Bendis person than big rubber guys, only because I did have the LJN collection when I was younger. I don't have any of them anymore. And it's more of like, I don't have the space to like kind of, you know, like I said, my collection is my roster. So if I start getting all the big rubber guys, I'm not going to have any space for AOPW. And that always comes first. But I do have a lot of the Major Bendis. Funny enough, I actually just got the Knuckle Crunchers set, those little ones. Because I was like, man, I think me and my daughter are going to have a really good time. And sure enough, we busted that thing open and it's so much fun to like get to play with her and she's into it too. She only likes the women wrestlers. So there's no women yet, but you know, even she was having a good time, you know, playing with these figures. So I'm into those. The but my favorite line is the WWE Superstars, the old He-Man mold.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all day. Those are my favorites. So much so that I'm trying to work out to see if I can like start a Fed using those figures. So yeah, I got a collection of those. Those are my favorites right now.
Keep an eye out for that. But I guess that I bring it up because it's last call for the latest round of Big Rubber Guys, Dusty Rhodes, the Barbarian. We're going to finally get the Barbarian and the Warlord. So
yeah.
Powers of Pain together and Dusty Rhodes. So April 30th is your last chance to get those. But this has been awesome, Lewis. Thank you for doing this. Where can everyone find AOP and you?
Okay. So on YouTube and on Instagram, AOPW underscore figures. I'm also on Threads, same name. I used to have a YouTube Fed. I don't post as much, but if you want to see a lot of my older videos, because I was a video Fed first, go there and check out all the stuff that I have an MMA Fed as well that was in there. So if that's your bag, go in there and check it out. But mainly the Instagram is where you can find me. And yeah, I'll be posting a show, two shows in May. I guess I'm breaking the news here. Those shows are called AOPW Next Level and then AOPW Wild and Out of Control. So I got those two coming in May.
That's a lot to anticipate with Wild and Out of Control with what you've already given us. So definitely looking forward to those. And thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Justin.
And if you like the show, please like, rate, and review. A 5-star review is definitely appreciated. We'll be back next week.